One evening, while we were eating dinner, Oberscharführer Mufsfeld entered unsteadily, leaned drunkenly on the table, and said,
"Guten Abend, Jungs. Ihr werdet bald alle krepren. Nachher aber kommen wir."
Good evening, children. Soon you're going to die, but afterward, our turn will come. By these words, spilled from the lips of a drunken man, I learned a truth I had already suspected. Our guards were going to disappear with us. I offered a glass of tea with a shot of hot rum in it to the Ober, who emptied the glasses as fast as we could fill them, with obvious satisfaction. He sat down at our table, and as though he wanted to make up for his past silence, began to talk. He told how his wife had been killed during an air raid, and that his son was on the Russian front. My interjection: Peter Kropotkin told us that one day history will be rewritten on new lines, and the history of this world war is a prime example. That rewritten history will have to look into the question of the many connections, intersections, synchronistic, explosive, simultaneous conjunctions between the ruler's imperial ambitions and the depth and breadth of the people's awakening. The ruler's fear of our cross-national linkages never ceases to scream in their ears that our growing awareness of our single shared interest, our overdue freedom, must be stopped at all costs. All costs, never mind how dear. Price is no object when all could be lost. When the all in an instant, in a single bright flaring of upsurging, upswelling, joining together of the people in one great sweeping awakening, would in that bright instant flare the truth bright for all eyes, dissolve in an instant all the falsely blown lies, as we the one people, all nations together, move to that one light, set our lives in that one light that we hold up together, the one light, the one truth that we hold all together. Continuing, "It's all over," he said. "The Russians are barely 40 kilometers from Auschwitz. The whole of Germany is in exodus on the highways. Everybody is leaving the frontier areas to seek refuge in the West." His words did our hearts good, and seeing the Ober's despair, a ray of hope began to grow inside me. Would we, perhaps, perhaps we would after all succeed in leaving here alive. And until next week, peace.